Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a Tuesday morning. On the phone right now, we're going to speak to Jenny, who's the General Manager of Hutton View Care Home. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. So as a General Manager, how has this lockdown affected you? Because you were supposed to open and that's been put back and, it must be really confusing.
Yeah, so things were delayed somewhat, but the really good news is that we've been able to kind of work behind the scenes, if you like. So although we're now looking to open Hutton View a little bit later on in the year than what we had originally intended, the team have still been working very much behind the scenes to get things ready, so that now we're back here on site, we're sort of full steam ahead, really. So still really excited to be moving forward now with our recruitment of the new team, which is now well underway. So, yeah, we haven't let it stop us, if you like.
Now, I know you're one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM, but has this coronavirus made you spend more money on advertising and to try and get the staff in and to get the awareness out there that you're opening up soon?
I think particularly on the recruitment side of things, we had already had a lot of interest in the positions here. Hallmark is a well-respected provider, so I think that's really, really helped. Everybody we've had so far that we've met for job interviews have been really enthusiastic about the possibility of working here with us, so I think that has really helped. We are obviously looking to build a really strong team here. We want to be able to interview as many people as we possibly can to make sure that we get the right people on board. But no, I don't think that the situation we've been through has put a dampener on that at all.
Well, I never even realised that this could happen. The whole country could come to an automatic standstill because of a virus. It didn't even enter my mind. And I suppose you and the rest of the team, it didn't enter your minds either. Do you think putting the home together from scratch the way you have done, do you think it's cost you more because you've had to stand still for a while?
I think we haven't been delayed quite as much as possibly we thought we could have been. So originally we were looking at the home opening in August, and it's now going to be November is the date we're looking at. So I think we've been really fortunate in that we've been able to make the use of, or good use, should I say, of technology, lots and lots of video calls, and actually we're still doing some of our recruitment, or a lot of our recruitment, that way as well. So that has really helped us. And actually being a home which is still in its commissioning phase, there's been lots of things that we can do without actually physically being on site during the time that we were unable to be here. So lots of planning, getting things ready for induction for the new team, and thinking of all the different ways that we can pull things together to be able to support the team once they join us. Lots of that has been going on in the background, which has been good.
Now, Carl mentioned yesterday you're doing virtual tours via, I think it was Microsoft Teams, he said, that you were using. I never even thought about that you could do this for recruitment as well.
Yes, it's actually working quite well. I think, to be honest, we were maybe, to start off with, the idea of doing recruitment online, we were a little unsure, but actually we found that we can interview in just the same way doing it over video as we would if we were doing it face-to-face. You can still have I think people are getting more used to it now. Everybody's got used to using Teams or Zoom, haven't they, over the last few months. So actually those people that we are interviewing for the roles here at Hutton View have actually taken to that really well, and has actually been a really positive experience. So that's been good, other than the odd power cut from time to time because we're on. but that will all be resolved. That's just a temporary issue, obviously, while we're still a building site.
I can imagine. If you've gone to Zoom and you've all adapted very, very well, and then all of a sudden a power cut. Oh, what on earth is going on now? I can't live about this.
That's something that's going to be resolved very quickly. So we can get over that. That's fine. It's only a temporary glitch.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for calling us this morning. And we wish you all the best of luck for November and the opening of Hutton View Care Home.
Thank you. No, it's good to speak to you. Thank you.